Beginn der Karantab und sagt, bei der Zara darf, hey, beginn der Basic und Tesmat, beginn der Gemara, Yitzchak Masa Beyadim. Their inclination is given over into their hands. Where do we see this? Darish Lehi expounds in Mishalchi Rego, that they send the legs, which the Yitzhar Nikra Eirach, he's called a guest, which goes by on foot. Kedachsilik says in the Pasuk, B'yavai Halach Le'esha Asher, which this is like a Rashi references this also, that was the story with Nasan HaNavi and David, that he went and he came to the wealthy man, which refers to the Yitzhara, him taking what the Yitzhar was offering him. So at least you see that, since it says Ragle, the Regel, that's referring to the Yitzhara and was given over to them, that they send the leg away. Next, Tesmat, the beginning with the word Gemara, maybe in Kulehai. Do you really need 3 days for buying the animal? Rashi explains, a person pays attention so much on his heart, simchas v'chagoy, his rejoicing in his holiday, the asar to gimel yom kaidim, 3 days before the official yom eich avodz kechavim, because it's the holiday of the idol worship, of niskeshim avodz kechavim tod befev, and he's always mentioning his deity of ozla maite, and he's going to give thanks for even 3 days before. That's the most question about that. I'm going to learn the Mishnah. Bedal prakim mechulu 4 times in the year. It's only that day before, not 3 days. Masik hasam, the Gemara comes down to lachila shein the tarid lefnei achag. For eating, the person not so busy before the Yom Tovilal iske achila. That's only for eating. Sag b'chagim, that's enough with 1 day. Hachu behid l'akrava, it's for sacrificing. Shetzach l'chaza acha iske akrava. They have to try to get something for a sacrifice. By t'lasa yom, that you need 3 days for. And if you're not allowed to do any business with him, because the non-Jew is always now, and 3 days before the holiday, everything is, this is for the holiday, and he's going to mention his deity's name, but Azlamaydi is going to give thanks to Abba Dezara, therefore 3 days before is already a problem. One of the 4 times when people are buying a lot of meat is before the last day of Sukkot. What about the first day of Sukkot? No, the fish of the mitzvah lulav b'sukkah. People not buying so much food because they're busy with the mitzvah lulav. And Sukkot, ain't panay l'harpas b'sukkah. They don't have so much time to be busy with the meals. V'yesh mefarshim. Some explained the mahanach abba prakim. No, actually, these 4 time periods, time rabba ispo. They have great reasons why there's large meals. So people are buying a lot of meat. Yom Tov Achron Shalchag, the Shabbat Shemini Atzeres Levishu Zman B'chnei Atzma. It has its own shechiyon, it's its own holiday. B'cholik M'shalavanu, and it's distinct from the, although it's like literally connected to Yom Tov beforehand. So Tiknu L'Habetz Besudu. So they instituted to increase with the meal. So like to make this differentiation for this Shemini Atzeres. Meshengi B'Shavish Shal Pesach, which is not the case, but the last days of Pesach, which is not its own Yom Tov. And begam a kabbanah shebishmini habishvul Yisrael. Also, that the kabbanahs shemini atzeres were just for the Jewish people. But whereas v'chalachag the whole yom tov sukkos are makriv neged avodz hayv dekachavim, they brought 70 kabbanahs correlating to the 70 nations. And shemini atzeres is different. So therefore, we increase the meal on shemini atzeres. It's more intimate with God. There, Pesach lefishal yehushu yom gevul because it's a day of redemption. You see lecheres and going free. So we celebrate by having a lot of food. Everyone agrees, although it's a machlekes in regarding other yom tovim, that batzeres to be nam lechem. Everyone agrees that you have to have food for shavuos. So some people that would do kulei lashem and all the yom tovim shavuos, they were also eating. So therefore, a lot of meat was being bought. And Rosh Hashanah neishu tchilas Hashanah since the beginning of the year, marim besuda they increased the meal lasa siman yofa to make a good sign. And becoming yon amaisim by lasa yofa, and there's many different things that they do as a good sign. Kedah amem sechz harius. The Gemara says, "Harius David Beis increases of Hayim Beis." So therefore, that's these 4 times in the year. Next, Tesmas at the beginning of the Gemara, "Kotib Reb Yisi af Erev Yom Kippur Megalil." Also, in the Galilee on Erev Yom Kippur. So Tesis Tem it's a wonder because Beperikam the Gesubas of Hayim and Aleph. Tesis Div Maschal Elo, but they discuss the Parak Tamuda. The Gemara asks, "Wait a second, Yom Kippur Mishchalis Beshen Mishabes. If Yom Kippur is on a Monday, Yudacha should be pushed off. Why? Because there is a decree Shem Yishcha Ben Oif, because we're concerned that you might slaughter, as the Gemara there mentions that you don't get married on Matzah Shabbos." And it's because you might slaughter on Shabbos because you're getting ready for the wedding. So then Yom Kippur, where people eat every Yom Kippur, is also on Sunday. So then you shouldn't be allowed to, you should have to push Yom Kippur because people then might slaughter on Shabbos for Sunday. So that was the Gemara's question. So it says, well, why are you leaving all these other time periods? The Divakol, which is according to everyone, I'm asking specifically according to Bisa Glili. We're saying that all these times that people are going to have big meals. So we're concerned So pick the other four time periods that everyone agrees to, not just every Yom Kippur, which is only according to one shita. So you can say is the Shabbat Parach Libi Rabbanon. No, the question is according to everyone, even according to Rabbanon, because they compare him ben Oif Davka. To the contrary, the question is specifically regarding chicken or birds. The behemah ikatircha yisera, because actually animals are a huge effort, la pila, to make it fall down. And a mitka, a person can remember, he's not going to go ahead and slaughter on Shabbos, because to do a gasa is a huge thing, large animals. But prokem elu, and these time periods, in regilim rak behemahs, they only eat animals, meat, that's simchas yomtu. Oh, so that would not concern for if that's on Sunday. But in Mekipurim, on Yom Kippur, regilim ba'ifers v'dagim, actually people generally eat birds and fish, with varm kalma, light things. I mean, Bereishit Rabbah, like the Medrash says, over the Chayata, there was a story where the tailor, the Zavan Chadnuna, traced a dinar and sold one fish for 13 dinar because people want to eat light things. They want to be heavy on Yom Kippurim, but people are eating a lot. That's why it's specifically the worst question there was regarding Yom Kippurim. Next, let's not begin with the words in Gemara about Tanan, but we learned the Mishnah, Shoel Mechaz HaPesach. What do you mean? It's not 3 days before for Yom Tov, it's 30 days when it comes to Karmas, 30 days. Now, so let's wait a second about Bishagamata, but even though right now Shein Karban, we don't have Karbanas in Moshe Mechaz HaPesach, we still discussed the Halacha of Pesach 30 days before. I thought you told me that the Halacha of Shoelin is because of Karbanas of 30 days. So it says, no, Mekamakam, however, Ikarat HaKanam, the primary institution was Al-Karban Sakh, it was instituted because of Karbanas. Because what's the source of 30 days before? Shoelin was by the first Pesach, Mazal Pesach Sheni was already warning regarding whoever missed it, Lamanigara by Pesach Sheni, that was 30 days before, and that was because of the Karbanas. So that is the primary source, and therefore that's how we see that for Jewish Karbanas it's 30 days. Then it says, Master begins Gemachim, Naim Luchasa Eva Vachulu. From where do we know that when there's missing a limb, that it's forbidden for a Ben Noyach to bring as a carbon? Pirish, in other words, Lahakriv, Lagavoya, to sacrifice to God, B'mamash Alahen, on their own private altars. Because the Ilba Besamigdish, whereas in the Besamigdish, Avalabadukin Shabbayin, Nami Asa, then even in a cataract in the eye, something very small is also forbidden. So, like it says in the Pasuk, Miyad Ben Nechal, Isekribu, even from a non Jew, you shouldn't sacrifice. Maisle, and the source is no Mekolachai, the Hizra Kadish Baruch Hu Noach, that God warned Noach, Lehevi, Machosar Eva Beteva, from bringing an animal that was missing a limb into the ark, and they should also have him carbon because they end up bringing carbons with them. That even a Ben Noach can't bring something, meaning if it's missing a limb. When Tevi Tevi says you can say, "Well, come on, but the Gemara on the next daf, the Avam and Av Amma says the Ziroi Nami Melahavi Lateva that was also warned regarding bringing in the ark Zakan Besagas, old and the castrated one. And that's not forbidden for Ben Noach to bring as a carbon. So how you bring a source that it can't be Mechazer Aver from the Teva? Boitkash, another question is, the Kraga Bebehemet Meiksev. Actually, the Pasuk that you tell me you bring a source that it can't be missing a limb is actually by the non-kosher animal, Shem Shnaim Shnaim, where they were brought two each. The Chesed, like it says, Mekol Achai, Mekol Bas, so Shnaim, Mekol Tavi V'Goymer. And that's the source that you're saying, Mekol Achai, that it can't be missing an organ. V'Anla B'nei Karban, but they're not, you don't bring carbon for them, Avla B'nei Nech, even for non-Jews, because Mashem Pek Bas to the Zvachim, and Avkov to the Zayim Medal. So Yeshem Tzitzit, he says, the in lesser Elum, Zalkan V'sris L'Karban, we're not going to make it forbidden for the older and the castrated one as a carbon. B'mash shematim mavas ateva, from the fact that God said not to bring them into the ark, because kibin dekatem achrina. Since there's another reason, the claim you could say the ha dematan akasav. The reason why the pasuk included them behind levishen room lekima oilam is because it's not viable for the viability of the world, which was the purpose of saving these animals. That's why they were concluded. Mechus Eva, but missing a limb, Ilav lost from the carbon, if not for the fact that they can't be used as carbonas, Lomanimatu Malavim Lateva, well then why shouldn't you bring such animals into the ark? Harim Rum Lekimo Elam, they're fit to have children, progeny, and to stay in the world. Now, Ulabeva Temeyam, now, for the non-kosher animal, Kochel Namale Motzi Koi, obviously they can't be, because the Kimna Shlamim Nami Loichaz Lakrava, they're not fit for a sacrifice even as a shlamim. So it must be that since it's not fit for Tamei, it was really a reference to the Torah, to the kosher animal, and it is a source from here because it must be in reference to a carbon that it shouldn't be Mechusa Eva. That's this maschal. To begin the Gemara, Mnei Mechusa Eva Shasal B'nei Mnoich. How do we know that for a non-Jew, he can't bring a carbon on his own private altar missing a limb? Now, Yesh L'daktik, one has to analyze Malashon Aser from a terminology that's forbidden. So it's a garment that it's a total prohibition, and that is a ben noich muzibedav, and that a non-Jew is forewarned regarding this. So, but it's a wonder. My temel lechashav li le b'hadizayim mitzvahs. Why isn't encountered with the seven noahid laws and the stavu that they commanded? Mischav la misa, and they should be liable for death. And beinam don't say mishum nazarase liksiv behadya, because the warning is not explicit in the Torah. But hamachalal hinat shemei lav, but from the inference, what it says, yes, you could know what not. Kedoshinan, like we expound, Mikol Eitz Agon Ochol Teichel, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin of Nun Vav that it says to Adam, which was a Ben Noach, I mean, in that category, from all the trees of the garden you should eat, which teaches a B'lei Gezel. And that's how we know from the Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach not to steal. And B'David Bisha, when it says he should cling to his wife, B'lei Beishas Chaver, that tells us Gilai Reis. So you do Mechal of Mechal Hainach Atashmei Alam. So why wouldn't you say this is the eighth Noahite law? Eliyahu Shulman says the reason is because the high Kuma Sehu. This is actually a positive commandment. Because the Ish Mar Binon, when it says Ish in the Pasuk, that tells us that a non-Jew also brings Karban, it's like a Jew. And Bimnadim Chose Aver, and if he's vowing to bring that missing limb, Amrin Levi Tam Kum Vahavi Karban Shalom, get up and bring a complete Karban. So it's Vakum Vasei, it's getting up and telling what yes to do, like Kachashav, that's not being counted. We only count Loisa says. For the Shem Mitzvah Neinach. I bought the Min Perikam and the Kedushin, the Chavdal Mabez, the Mitzvahin and Minna'if. We need the words from the bird to tell you, but look, Kala'if. But you can't bring all birds as a carbon. Lamute, Yavashir Gapa, this comes to exclude, let's say, the wings dried up, or Nakhtaraglo, or the foot was cut off. So it says, Tais Lomni, what do you need that for? Pshita. Obviously, the Meek immediately saw Shari, is there anything that's permitted for a Jew? Lovely Kabam Asa, and for non Jew it's forbidden. If you already have a source that because it's forbidden for a non Jew, why do you need a special source for a Jew? Sometimes we could say is the circuit that you would have thought to say, since other blemishes that are disqualification for an animal if are permitted by a bird, like the Gemara tells us on Kedushin of Chavdalad, Thomas Vazachas Bebehema regarding complete and masculinity is an element that's necessary by animal korbanos. Vein Thomas Vazachas Beoiv, but you don't have those requirements by a bird korban. Ubehema Echilik Bemumen, and by an animal, there's no difference between blemishes. That's Behemah Mechusa Aver Ba'if, and Behemah Mechusa Aver missing a limb. Ba'if Nami Neima, so then by the bird you would also say, Kimi Trucha Mumin, you would say that, okay, since blemishes are permitted, Mechusa Aver Nami Nishtri, it should also be permitted Mechusa Aver Kamash. Well, that's a Nidam in the Aif specifically for the bird, because you would have thought birds would be different. So you wouldn't know that from Mechusa Aver in the general halacha. Over here, some another bird you could say is the Ilik Sib in the Aif. If we didn't say Minayif lesser Mechusar Evel Yisrael to say that it's missing a limit forbidden for a Jew by the bird kabbans, I mean, I would have said the B'nai Neich Mishtudu actually that for non-Jews actually permitted they could be missing a limb. V'akasa B'les Al Yisrael, and that the Pasuk must be saying it's forbidden for the Jew. Because Avakab the Chsibigab B'nai Neich, although it's written in the context of the non-Jews, because I'm prepared by Mitzvah, like the one says, Nedam no Tesu and Alav, Kol Mitzvah Shemel B'nai Neich, any Mitzvah was said to the non-Jews. For the Nishnas B'sin Yisrael, but the Nishnas B'sin wasn't repeated at Har Sinai, Yisrael Nemra, it must be going on the Jews, V'loi B'nai Neich, and not for the non-Jews. So and Nishn B'sinai was repeated at Sinai, Lazel is a number, was said for both. So but actually that's what we need to say Pasuk. Because actually then you would have said it's only for the Jews and not for the non-Jews. Now that you have a Pasuk for the Jews and the non-Jews, that's how you know it's forbidden for the non-Jews also. Of course, the Tais of Vachem of Samachas Mabez, their Maschel, Vishnismas.